A very good evening to you. Here we are once again on a Friday night Max Radio, 9 o'clock, which means, of course, it's time for Sweet in Swing with myself, Howard Kane, and this evening. How about a bit of the Ray Ellington Quartet? That one's still lurking in the case. The Man in the Pork Pie Hat, Lester Young. More of the music from Cole Porter. All in all, you could say that things are looking up.
Landscape over, and it's covered with four-leaf clover. Oh, things are looking up since love looked up at me. Bitter was my cup, but no more will I be the mourner, for I've certainly turned the corner. Oh, things are looking up since love looked up at me. See the sunbeams, everyone beams, just because of you. Love's incession and my depression is unmistakably through. Oh, things are looking good. It's a great little world we live in. Oh, I'm happy as a pup since love looked up at me.
Told you, things are looking up already. Well, the days are getting a bit longer, which always helps. I think if you aren't a fan of the long winter, I'm mixed, I must admit. Days like this morning, when it was blue sky like a blackbird's egg and frosty on the ground, beautiful. Got to be a bit careful walking around or, you know, watch those icy spots as ever. However, you could not doubt the beauty of the Isle of Man, and a lovely, crisp, frosty winter's morning is gorgeous. I can put up a lot of those, particularly, I suppose, if you can just go out and enjoy a lovely walk in the crisp countryside or such like. Not quite the same if you have to go to work and sit in your office, I suppose, but pays your money, as they say. And driving again can be a bit tricky, can't it, in the icy conditions. However, it is lovely like that. But then when you get all those muggy days, it's those days where there have been 2 or 3 days of the last week or two. You know the ones I mean? Where, so I was saying to someone the other day, I felt I was driving home in black and white. There was virtually no colour anywhere. It was low cloud and mist and mizzle and drizzle, and everything was just sort of grey and murky and not really a seemingly a spark of light or green or blue anywhere. It was all just sort of grey and murky and brown and yucky and damp and horrible. Anyway, there we go. That's winter for you, I suppose, isn't it? You get a bit of a mixed bag. A few more days like this wouldn't go amiss. And the days are definitely getting longer. Once you've turned the corner at the end of December, you can start to see a chink of light, can't you? If you can't wait for spring. And the snowdrops are out. Mine were rather late this year. I was beginning to think they might have rotted off in all that water. But no, no, hardy as ever. They just were a little bit later than normal, perhaps. Some years they seem to have already flowered by Christmas, or some of them have. And this year, not a sign of anything at Christmas. But they are now coming into their prime, which is always lovely to see. Who'd have the life of a snowdrop, eh? Anyway, hope you're surviving one way or another. And we'll help you over the next 50 minutes or so to put a smile on your face, if you like. The old swing music, bit of nostalgia, whatever. And don't forget, drop me a line anytime. Howard Kane, C-A-I-N-E, at manxradio.com. If you've got any thoughts or anything I could play, which might cheer up your Friday evening. Always willing to give it a whiz. Denny Dennis getting us going there with Roy Fox, of course. Denny, well, together with Sam Brown and Al Boley, I suppose the trio of singers perhaps best known in the 1930s, dominating the airwaves. But later on, disappeared somewhat after a massive star early doors. It could have been a big star in the States as well, because he went out with Roy Fox, who we heard him when there singing. Like I said, things are looking up. Harry Warren, Ira Gershwin, Gem. Nice little number that. We haven't heard it for a while, have we? And yes, he was playing with Roy Fox, massively popular, I'd say, in his heyday. And as one reviewer noted, Denny never made a bad record. And Tommy Dorsey signed up Denny Dennis in 1948. And it was only really homesickness. Denny got a bit homesick after being in the States for a few months and felt he had to come back to the UK. And had that not been the case, or had he got through it, he could have perhaps gone on to much greater stardom than he has now, or has in his era, at least. Maybe he would have been better known, like our next vocalist coming up. But yeah, he decided he couldn't stay on and came back to the UK, and perhaps that didn't do his career any good. Lovely, natural, easy style, though, and he was very adaptable, could sing all sorts of numbers. Just as at home in the studio as he was in the nightclub, and always beautifully turned out, I hear. Certainly a lovely picture I saw of him in a white tux, dressed to sing with Roy Fox. Now, I mentioned our next vocalist. Well, yeah, you don't need me to introduce it. Bing Crosby. Can't go wrong. Bit of Bing over Christmas. However, I was thinking, I quite often listen to Radio 3. I know. I should be listening to Manx Radio, shouldn't I? But I swap back and forth. So I like to listen to a bit of Manx, but then I put on Radio 3 to catch up with some classics and some nice numbers. And there's a bit of jazz on too, on Radio 3 of a weekday morning. And they often have a playlister competition where they play a tune and then there's no money or whatever. It's just a case of what would you like to play along with that? And I sometimes have a go at that and you get your name read out if they like your choice, etc., etc. You know the sort of thing. And the other day I suggested this song, I'm an Old Cowhand. Not the original at all, but the version that Sonny Rollins did in his classic 1958, 59 album, was it? Way Out West. Wonderful trio album with just Sonny Rollins, Ray Brown and Shelly Mann at the drums. And he gave first track on the record, I think. He gave this a great outing. But this is the original, sung by Bing Crosby with, as it notes on the CD, orchestral accompaniment.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bowed and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause they don't know how. Sure ain't a fixin' to start him now. Oh, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand and I come down from the Rio Grande, and I learned to ride, ride, ride before I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, cause I ride the range in the Ford V8. Oh, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
come to town just to hear the band. We know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the dogies go. We learn them all on the radio.
Yippee-i-o, ki-yay. Yippee-i-o, ki-yay.
I'm just an old cowhand.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bing.
Too hot for your Uncle Fudd down from the Rio Grande. Oh, where the west is wild, all around the borderland. Where the buffalo roam around the zoo, and the Injuns run up a rug or two, and the old barracks is just a barbecue, yeah.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
I'm a pioneer who began from scratch. I don't bat an eye in a shooting match. They don't call me Elmer, they call me Satch.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay. Get along, little horse, get along, little horse.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay. Whoa!
Thank you.
How about that for an ending, as they say? 1 o'clock jump with, of course, Count Basie and his orchestra. Wonderful sound. Can't go wrong with a bit of Count. Wonderful flat-handed style he had on the keyboard. His fingers didn't seem to bend. I don't know quite how he played the keys, really. Wonderful if you ever saw him close up. And usually a big smile on his face, which was nice to see. And before that, yes, bit of a twofer there. We always like our twofers. It was, of course, I'm an Old Cowhand. That classic Johnny Mercer song, I think it is, isn't it? Sung there by Bing Crosby in the original. Well, some of the original, as far as I know, is the original version back in 1936, which I really enjoy. Like I said, the take by Sonny Rollins about 22, 23 years later, in the late 1950s. 1936, a year to remember. What happened in 1936 then? Any guesses? Home affairs? Well, King George V died on the 20th of January at the age of 70. That must have been a fairly major event, I imagine. A public order bill published banning the wearing of political uniforms after the rise, of course, of Sir Oswald Mosley and the Black Shirts and all those violent meetings and marches. The first test flight of the Spitfire prototype took place in 1936. That was rather handy, wasn't it? Maybe they knew what was actually going to come. And Crystal Palace, designed originally, of course, with the Great Exhibition of 1851, burnt to the ground. Dear me. Anyhow, one more for you. The Queen Mary set out on her maiden voyage and recaptured Blue Riband as in the biscuit. Got the Blue Riband back for the Atlantic crossing, the fastest Atlantic crossing by a liner. Back for Britain. An average of 30.7 knots. That is actually pretty fast, isn't it? 30.7 knots. Don't think they go at that speed these days. Far from it. You might remember some of those things. Who knows if you are what is euphemistically called of a certain age. I can't cast my mind back that far. I'll go back to the early 60s, and that's about it, I think, or mid-60s. So as far as my little mind goes. Long enough to remember a bit of Gracie Fields, I dare say. We've been enjoying some Gracie. We'll have one or two more. We haven't had Sally yet, so I felt we couldn't leave it without having Sally, could we? And maybe one more next week. And then perhaps we'll rest Gracie for the time being. Who knows? I mean, hopefully you're enjoying it. I do enjoy a bit of Gracie from time to time, so hopefully you've enjoyed this little outing of Gracie over the last few weeks. But we can't leave without doing Sally, can we? Of course we can't.
And
It is actually a really nice number, isn't it? And beautifully sung there by Gracie Sally from the film, I think, Sally in Our Alley, which is referenced in the song there as well. Her most popular song? I don't know. Biggest aspidistra in the world might have that one. Who knows? She did so many. But had a fine voice as well and really nice in the 1940s. Her marriage, she did have a bit of popularity dip when she married Monty Banks and went to live in America. Mostly because I think Banks was an Italian, so in the war he'd been threatened with internment. He could have ended up on the Isle of Man, couldn't he? And that was one of the major factors in Gracie's departure during the war that then caused something of a dip in her popularity. But she entertained the troops, of course, throughout the war, and so subsequently returned to the London Palladium at the end of the war in 1946 in triumph. Got a CBE in 1938 and made a dame not long before her death in 1979. A bit of Ray Ellington? Why not? You'll recognise this one.
If you go down to the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down to the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear there ever was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them catch them unawares. See them picnic on their holiday. Say, see them gaily get about. They love to play and shout. They never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, their mamas and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears.
Even at the Teddy Bears picnic at that speed before. He could play all right, though, couldn't he? And sing, Ray Ellington, with his quartet. And I think he also had drums on that one, which might have made up a quintet, I don't know. I'm just trying to look through the notes that's here. It says about this. Yes, it does. It mentions the fact Tony Kinsey, renowned for his work with Mary Lou Williams and Annie Ross, was brought in to play drums on Teddy Bear's Picnic. There we are. I thought I'd read something about that. The Ray Ellington Quartet with their take on Teddy Bear's Picnic, with Ray doing the vocals as well. Great brushwork from Tony Kinsey and At a Fair Old Lick. The Teddy Bears had their picnic at that speed. They would be back before time. Well, I don't know. You'd only need about 20 minutes and the whole thing would be finished, I'd imagine. Who knows? You're listening, of course, to Sweet and Swing here on Mike's Radio with myself, H. Lovely to have your company as ever. A bit of the man in the pork pie hat for a slightly longer stretch out with some gigantic blues. Don't worry, not that gigantic, just 4 or 5 minutes or so. Here they are in any case. Lester Young, hat on, sax at the ready. Take it away. How about that for a bit of great rattling swing? Lester Young and the Jazz Giants in 1956. A young one for us, as they say. Lester, of course, on tenor sax. Roy Eldridge at the trumpet. Vic Dickinson trombone. Teddy Wilson piano. Freddie Green guitar. Gene Ramey bass. Joe Jones at the drums. Gigantic blues. Well, I say gigantic. It's long enough for you if you made a cup of tea. About 7 minutes, I think, in total. Longer than some of the 78-style tunes we most often frequent here on Sweet and Swing. Anything longer than 3 minutes is seen as long on this show, I think, whereas in modern jazz, anything under 20 minutes... Well, yeah, you can easily get a 20-minute modern jazz track. It became the vogue to make music or songs longer and longer. I think driven, obviously, by the move from 78s to LPs, where it meant you could get 24, 25, 26 minutes on one side. And I think people like Miles and such like thought, well, why not? And you ended up sometimes with tunes which were all middle. You had a fade in, a fade out, and 28 minutes in the middle. Ingenious. How you did that live in the bandstand? I don't know. Time for a gold standard. Some of the great classics from the great American songbook. They don't get great, much greater than Sarah Vaughan. It's magic. Very nice too. Sarah Vaughan, It's Magic, one of our great American songbook gold standards. We'll have another couple of weeks of those. I mean, I'm enjoying that. About 40 odd tracks or something on a double CD compilation of stuff there, which we've been enjoying since before Christmas. So we'll do one or two more before we move on. But a nice mix of vocalists and tunes and all great classics from the American songbook. You can't go wrong, realistically. Speaking of wonderful women in jazz like Sarah Vaughan was, we don't have enough Sarah. We should have more Sarah on the show, shouldn't we? That makes me think of our women in jazz, our little mini-series at the moment based on this collection of jazz artists put together by the great critic and writer Leonard Feather. And he just entitled it Women in Jazz, or the Women Classic Female Jazz Artists, to give its full title, of 1939 to 1952. Some you'll have heard of, and some you might not. I suspect it might be the latter category for this wonderful band. Any ideas who that? Yeah, you won't know. Well, if you do know, top marks. Give yourself another brownie point or a glass of scotch or whatever your particular fancy is. The International Sweethearts of Rhythm was their name. The International Sweethearts of Rhythm. Great name. Don't Get It Twisted was the track. About them, I can tell you very little other than the fact that they weren't that well known, probably because, despite the fact, as you can tell, fantastic band, easily, to my ears, as good as any other band playing at the time. They were all women, and I think quite a lot of them were black. And so, yeah, they didn't probably get anywhere near the recognition or work that they should have had in their heyday. Of them, Leonard Feather says, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm were the subject of an extensive examination in Sally Plaquestine's American Women in Jazz by Wideview Books. I'll have to see if that's on the old maestro's shelves. We still haven't cleared those out, but I don't think I've seen it. These underpaid women worked really hard, mainly on the black theatre circuit, but never breaking through into general acceptance, probably for the reasons I outlined. The date I produced, not me, but Leonard Feather, for RCA Records, was their only major label session. At the time, the glamorous Anime Winburn was their conductor. Morris King was the musical director and arranger. And a fine sound they made, is all I can say. The Belgian Jazz, Jazz in Little Belgium, that was a box set that's been lurking in the bag. Interesting collection by Robert Pernet. Like this one. Straight from the 78, by the sound of it. I tell you a lot more, but all the liner notes are in French, and my French isn't quite up to instant translation, I'm afraid, much as I would like it to be. Other than the fact, I can tell you. It was recorded in Paris on the 6th of May in 1927 in Studio Albert. It was Monsieur Clément Doucet with what was listed as a novelty piano solo. And I think it's Nola, isn't it? Nola? Nola. I certainly recognise the tune. It is Nola or Nola. I always get them mixed up. Nola, I think, is the right thing. Right tune. Right name for the tune. I know it's a piece the old maestro used to play. He said it was quite a tricky thing to play as well. But in the liner notes, all it's got down is, on the box, I think it says Nola, in tiny writing. But in the liner notes of a very thick booklet, it merely has novelty piano solo. He could play. Mr. Clément, Monsieur Clément, he could certainly play. I'll give him that. And like so many in this programme, perhaps never got the recognition that he should have done. Unlike Mr. Cole Porter, who came out with so many songs that, yeah, there can't be many people who haven't heard of Cole Porter, even if you know nothing about him. And we are celebrating some of his music with various artists, or have been over the last few weeks. You'll recognise this artist, Al Bowley, from the Nymph Errant. How could we be wrong?
Thank you. when we both are so set on it, how could we be wrong? Please tell me our love is so strong, I'd be willing to bet on it, how could we be wrong? Why should it ever die? Darling, you and I are so wonderfully happy today to throw it away now. Life is a song, if we build a duet on it, how could we be wrong?
How could we be wrong? It's not possible. I tell you, it's not possible. You can't be wrong listening to Sweet and Swing on Manx Radio on a Friday night, because you will always get a lovely selection of the best in swing, big band and nostalgic music from the last 70, 80, 90. Worryingly, up to 100 years, would you believe? I know. I mean, we do go back to the early 1920s and we are now in 2022, so it's not that difficult to almost go back 100 years. Which is slightly worrying when you think about it, isn't it? Best not dwell there. How could we be wrong? The inimitable voice of Al Bowley from Nymph Errant, Lou Stone and his band, providing wonderful accompaniment there as well. If I don't wibble on too much, we might have a little time for a bit of a Billy Thorgan. Can't even say it. Thorgan. He should have called himself Billy Thorgan. Ah, Billy Thorgan. Billy Thorburn. The organ dance band and me. I quite like Billy Thorgan now that I've said it. Billy Thorgan. Maybe I should suggest it to him.
Thank you. sing at dawning, heralding the morning. Bring to me the echo of a serenade. Chance had planned our meeting, and two hearts were beating to the music while a gypsy played. Through the years I've wondered, dreaming of you, darling, praying you'll remember love will never fade. The memory hearing in my reverie, just the sad sweet echo of a serenade.
And there goes the organ fading away into the distance. Billy Thorburn, not Thorgan. I like the organ, though. The organ, the dance band, a dance band, and me, and also Bob Dale on the vocals there with the echo of a serenade. Bob Dale, one of those ones who ticks a couple of the usual boxes that you quite often find with some of these artists, starting out very young and changing his name as well. So he started out at 16 as Walter Wynn, which I think is a fine name for a vocalist as well. Began his career singing in Grimsby with Bob Walker and then moved on to sing with Billy Thorburn, originally under the name of Wally Windsor. Even better, the Duke of Windsor being a topical point of conversation at the time. And then took on the new name of Bob Dale and appeared with Denny Boyce, Oscar Raban, Cyril Stapleton, Geraldo and Sid Lawrence. Also recorded a few sides for the Woolworth Embassy label. He was all right, wasn't he? That's more or less it for another week. Look after yourselves, mind any of those frosty patches, get out there when the sun's out, and I will see you same time, same place, next week. Cheerio.